This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. Public Services International, the global union which represents public sector workers in the world, is holding its International Congress this week in Geneva. One of the first labor leaders to speak to the 1,300 delegates attending the conference was Teferi Gabre. Mr. Gabre is the executive vice president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the United States. He spoke about the rights of migrants around the world.
Last year, I had one of my utmost honors to address the UN General Assembly and shared my perspective as an immigrant, a refugee, person of color, and a labor leader in the United States. I spoke about the need to promote rights-based policies and the end of criminalization and exploitation of migrants. Since then, the situation has only gotten worse. The Trump administration is terrorizing immigrant communities, work sites, tearing apart families, and threatening people who came to the United States at a very young age with their parents and have only known the United States to be their country. A year ago at the UN, I could have hardly imagined the threats that we'd be facing today. This is personal for me. I was a child when I left Ethiopia at the age of 14 to escape political violence, and I'm grateful the United States extended a hand for me and I settled in the United States. Brothers and sisters, I know firsthand how much refugees and migrants can achieve and contribute when they are given a chance. Since arriving in the US, I have spent my entire life organizing to ensure that all workers, regardless of immigration status, can exercise their rights collectively and lift each other up. When we allow ourselves to be divided, we're weak. When we are weak, standards erode, not only for migrants, but for all of us. We have to keep the fight up from the local level all the way up to the global level. That's why I feel strongly that we must unite and fight to build a more just global system for millions and millions of other migrants and refugees. It's essential that a new commitment related to global compact on migrants must empower workers to exercise their right. We need a global compact that gives workers of all skill levels a real chance at family reunification, permanent migration, and raise standards for all working people. Many existing regular channels for labor migration fail miserably in meeting basic standards and are just not fair or even in many cases safe. From the Gulf region to Southeast Asia to North America, workers entering secular temporary labor migration programs face exploitation. Recruitment practices are restricted in their movements and risk detention and deportation if they dare speak up, threaten to leave, or otherwise exercise their rights. These are fundamental failures of the employer-controlled visa system. These programs do not empower workers, nor do they contribute to equitable development. They merely continue to swell corporate profits at the expense of all of us. Sisters and brothers, we must elevate the human and labor rights of migrants, allow for permanent migration and regularization, and empower workers to exercise their rights to take collective action free from state and employer interference.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor will be reporting directly from the PSI Congress in Geneva throughout the week. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.